Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonzer talking profitability and demand in just a moment.
How do you decide which heifers to select or sell? Visual inspection alone leaves a lot to chance. Back your hunch with Inherit Select from Zoetis. It's a genetic test designed for commercial replacement heifers. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer out of Kansas State University regularly computes feedlot closeouts, and he has the details up on the Kansas State website, agmanager.info. He says the latest numbers that he's posted showing that we've got better times ahead for the feedlot industry. In fact, he sees red ink disappearing. He says it'll be black ink instead that the closeouts will be showing this fall and into the new year.
Negative returns or break-even returns, small losses are projected for cattle leaving here in August as well, September. But then starting in October all the way through currently April of 2023 is the furthest out month that my projections look at, are all positive returns, and real narrowly the months of November through January. So cattle would be leaving feed yards. The returns are north of $100. That's the positive projected return I'm talking about. It's worth noting how those notably improved margins are developing. One is these projections show a lower cost of gain, so corn prices and the like coming back some, and moreover, output prices, so the price you're going to get for your finished animal is projected to go up notably for animals leaving the yard. These are projections. We got a long ways to go till November to see if these are realized, but the market is signaling currently that things are going to improve for the cash operators, at least in the feedlot space.
One of the keys for cash cattle prices improving, continuing demand by the consumer. And Dr. Tonzer says that's especially the case when you look at retail beef demand.
So retail, again, think grocery store demand, is actually up for every category I look at, except for plant-based patties. So ribeye steak, ground beef, pork chops, bacon, chicken breast, those categories we're always looking at. The month of July had stronger grocery store demand than in June, but the story is basically the flip when we look at food service. So away from home demand, all the meals, the willingness to pay for meals that we look at, were down compared to June, with the exception of ribeye steak meals, and they were basically flat. It was like within 2 cents the same, so there's no change. If you put a bow around that, and I know I just threw a lot of information at the listeners, I think it's, again, ongoing evidence that consumers are tightening their belts, a little bit less of food away from home demand. That's one of the easiest things to do. You know, there's at least half and maybe even three-fourths of the country that's experiencing a net pay decline as inflation's up and wages haven't kept up. So adjustments have to be made in household finances. And I think away from home food demand in general and meat demand in particular here is one of the categories where we're seeing that.
Dr. Tonzer says that when you do a little bit of a deeper dive, get under the hood of looking at what consumers are really thinking right now when it comes to buying meat. From the latest meat demand monitor, they've got a bunch of consumers saying this one particular thing.
Nearly a third of respondents in our July survey say they're buying the same thing, but they're just buying less of it. So they're buying the same cut, brand, package, whatever. They're just getting a lower volume. So think going home with two packages instead of three, that kind of thing. Now, a separate 20% are saying they're buying different cuts. So maybe instead of ribeye, it's sirloin. Or maybe instead of 90% lean, it's 80. Or maybe instead of bacon, it's ham. And then some, almost a fourth, are saying smaller packages. So maybe a 12-ounce package instead of 16 and so forth. But it is important to understand those adjustments. And it's also important to understand there's still a desire for meat. So we still have over 70% that indicate they regularly consume meat products. An additional 13% are flexitarians. So the vast majority of the U.S. public still has a strong interest in meat, but they're responding to the prices. And I just try to give us some flavor of how they're making those adjustments.
Dr. Tonzer, let's look at that third leg on that stool of demand that you talk about. A domestic demand, you've got retail and food service. Then you've also got international trade. How goes it?
Yeah, so beef in particular continues to have a really good story. We've had multiple months with over a billion, and that is with a B, dollars in sales. on individual months. The month of June marked the 15th consecutive month that we've had year-over-year export demand growth. So that's foreign demand for U.S. beef is growing year-over-year. That is a great thing. Keep in mind, we don't send the same products through these three market channels. I'm not the first one to use this phrase, but I use it because it makes the point. We sell everything but the moo. And on the hog side, we sell everything but the oink. I mean, there is a market for everything, but sometimes that's a market in Japan. Sometimes it's one in Mexico City. Sometimes it's one here in Manhattan, Kansas. And even if it's in Manhattan, Kansas, it might be different in the restaurant versus the grocery store. So understanding product level mix is also really important here. But certainly on the beef side, there's been additional support from foreign buyers. That is one of the reasons, I believe, you're having higher fed cattle prices.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.